You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, Denver may finally be getting a little closer to figuring out this crowded race for mayor. This has been hilarious to me. An election that featured 17 candidates. Has that just become like the cool thing to do is just run for mayor?
I guess, just to say that you've done it, maybe. You can put it on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I ran for mayor.
I'm a formal mayoral candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, anyway, so it looks like it's going to come from those 17. It looks like it's going to come down to a runoff in June between just two of them, Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnston. So,
okay. I don't know anything about either one of those people.
Speaking of political people, former President Donald Trump was arraigned yesterday in New York City. Faces a 34-count felony indictment. He pleaded not guilty, then he returned to Florida and spoke to a group of several hundred followers. The judge in the case warned him, though, about rhetoric that could cause civil unrest.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were watching hours of it yesterday.
I watched way too much news yesterday. Way too much. But, you know, I was couching it as, this is history.
Well, it is
it
historic.
It is very historic. So I was like, hey, I kind of want to see what's going on.
Hasn't
and I talked about
before.
Earlier is, you know, my big thing, too, was just the logistics behind it all. I saw some number, like it cost New York City like $300 million or something just to get him to
what?
The courthouse. I could be way off on those numbers, but there's numbers floating around.
That seems a little high.
Because they brought in every off-duty and active-duty police officer. They shut down roads, you know. Just the logistics behind it.
Just in case
crazy.
There was civil unrest yesterday,
yep,
is what you're saying?
Yep. Pretty crazy.
All right, so what else is going on? This is interesting to me. We were talking in the Mindbender yesterday about the number of people who say, I don't know how to jumpstart my car. Like a lot of people who don't know how to do it. Well, here's the thing. You may not need to do it before too long. Why? Because the drones are coming. The Ford Motor Company got a patent for flying drones. Well, that seems redundant. That could come and jumpstart your car if you got a dead battery. And what's interesting, I was looking at some of the sketches they have of it. Mm-hmm. These things also have like three-pronged hands. So they would actually open your hood for you, too.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
You don't even have to open your hood.
Just sit there and let them do all the work.
The drones come in. They called it like a futuristic AAA. Will come in and jumpstart your car. Speaking of jumpstarting, Harry Potter might be getting yet another jumpstart. They're now talking about a Harry Potter TV series. And if so, it'll end up probably on HBO Max. Man, but just that series.
Still going strong. And I have not read one of those books. I haven't seen any of those movies. I don't know. Is it worth it? Should I do it? It's a little late to the game now at this point. There's other things I want to read.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it is part of the last 25 years.
It's part of
our culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's totally up to you. Or you can do like Cliff's Notes,
I got
Sparks
other things
Notes.
I want to read.
And then get a load of this, because they want to make a few more bucks, they're now talking about Shrek 5.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. I like the Shrek series.
Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy have expressed interest in coming back. Well, why not? You
money.
Know how many millions of dollars they'll be getting?
Money.
Their quote here is really funny. They go, for the animation company, says, there's every indication we've gotten that there's tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of the actors to return. Well, yeah, they stand in a booth, read a script, and get a check for $15 million.
Easy peasy, man.
I'd be enthusiastic about that myself. How about you, Jer?
Absolutely, man.
Eddie Murphy has even said that he'd return in, quote, 2 seconds to voice Donkey again. He would even like to see his own spinoff movies. Donkey get his own series.
Hell yeah. Why not? Those are fun movies. There's a lot of hidden little inside jokes and stuff in those movies, too, that you can keep an eye out for.
Yeah. What else is trending?
Well, some more stuff trending here locally. John Elway, he's bouncing from the Broncos. He's out of there. His consulting role has ended with the Broncos. Here's his backstory. 16 years and 5 Super Bowl appearances from 83 to 98.
As a player.
The general manager for 10 years and then 2 more Super Bowl appearances from 2011 to 2020. 1 year as the president of football operations, and then last year as just a paid outside consultant. And now his quote is, "I'm getting a little older. I want to be able to do some things I haven't done. I'm ready to have a flexible schedule. And if there's something I can help out with, heck, I'll do that.
So, give me a call.
Give me a call." John's on call now. But yeah, no more John Elway really associated with the Broncos. It's been a long run for that dude and that team, man. So,
well, he'll always be a Bronco.
He'll always be a Bronco, and I'm sure he can wander into any of those buildings or the stadium, you know, whenever he wants. And hey!
Can you see security keeping him out? I'm sorry,
I'm
sir.
Sorry.
Do you have a pass?
Your consulting gig has ended, sir. You got a badge? Egg price is still stupid high. I actually went yesterday and bought some eggs for the kiddos to dye. And I was super excited because I found 18 packs that were on clearance because they were like expiring today. And they were like 75% off. I was like, hells yeah, because they're just going to get destroyed when they're out searching for them. Anyway, because eggs are so expensive right now, all the wackadoos online are suggesting that you paint potatoes this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Potatoes USA is trying to take advantage of the price gouging on eggs. And of course, all the ones that you see online, they look beautiful and perfect. And you know your potatoes aren't going to look that good.
They're not going to look that good.
Anyway, a lot of people are going to be using like edible paint, like plant-based paint. Plant-based food coloring so you can actually eat your potatoes when you're done. They say, though, this doesn't eliminate forgetting where you hide some of those potatoes in the house, just like you do with the eggs. And at some point, you're going to have a stinky potato.
Stinky.
Sitting in your dryer vent or something.
So you guys don't eat your eggs after you do an egg hunt?
Usually not.
Are you worried that it's not healthy? Is that a scare thing for you?
Yeah, they get really warm.
Oh,
and
God.
If they're outside, you know, the dog tends to chomp on them a little bit. And
well,
they get
if the dog ate them, then yes.
Up.
But I mean, really, we ate every egg after we did the Easter egg.
Did you?
Hunt.
Yeah.
You throw them away?
They get pretty beat up. It's a pretty intense
how do they get beat
egg
up?
Hunt. Well, there's
you
shells
the egg,
and the shells
you go
crack.
Put it in the grass. The kid picks it up and puts it in their basket. What are they rolling on them? What are
they
doing?
Yeah, I mean, just from picking them up and rattling around in the baskets. And we usually do. Like 2 or 3 egg hunts, it gets a little ridiculous. So by the end of the day, the
why do you
eggs
do so many egg
are
hunts?
Unrecognizable.
Why so many egg hunts?
Just because the kids like doing it. They get a kick
out
of it.
Wait a minute, so they go and get all the eggs, then you take them, and then you go hide them again.
Yeah, if we get bored, we'll just run outside and hide them again. And we've got a
and then
couple,
you go out and hide them a third time.
Yeah, we've got a couple like really like younger cousins and nephews and things like that that we'll let them go do their own thing again. You know, we'll send them out on their own. Because the big kids always collect them. And
I don't understand your family. I don't.
Well, it's, you know, it's
I
good family
you.
Time. It's good family
I don't
time
understand
to see the kids. It brings the kids so much joy. But by the end of the day, I'm not eating those eggs. They're full of grass and dirt and fingernails.
Give them to me. Bring them in.
Jennifer Lopez unveiled a new cocktail brand yesterday. DeLola, it looks like. DeLola? DeLola? I don't know.
DeLola.
3 different flavors, bottles ranging from $13 to $23. I watched her little video. It's supposed to be healthier ingredients, not as much sugar in these drinks. One glass is about a glass of wine worth of alcohol.
So you know, she's been seeing all these other celebrities start these alcohol companies and then selling them for $300 to $500 million. And she's like, wait a minute.
Sign mama up. Let's get her done. Big news for the ladies on The View. Sometimes, I guess, during that show, their coffee mugs make a bit of a rumbling sound when they slide them across the table. And it sounds like farts. So what did they do, Dom? They've added coasters now to the show. Coasters for the ladies at The View because they're tired of responding to emails and messages about them supposedly farting on the show.
I've got a mug of tea right here. Should I slide it across this table and we'll see if it sounds like a fart?
Yeah.
All right. Here.
No. Probably depends on the table, depends on the fart. Let me try mine. Yeah, mine does.
You just love playing your fart
sounds. I just love the fart sounds.
This doesn't sound anything like that.
No,
I think they really are just passing.
They're probably fart. Now they can just blame the chairs if it happens because, you know, they got the coasters out there.
They're going to bring in dogs just to blame them.
Right. This video's insane that's been making the rounds. I saw it multiple times yesterday. This guy is leaving a laundromat, and as he walks out the door and closes it, one of the dryers essentially just explodes. So much force that the windows of the place were blown out. The door was blown out. It's one of those things where he just narrowly missed getting blown to pieces.
It's pretty crazy.
Here's what happened. Somebody left a lighter inside one of their pants pockets, and it was enough power out of the little lighter to ignite and just boom, blow up this laundromat. I don't know. One little lighter.
I read some more on the story, and they said that's the word that was going out, but all the experts are like, that couldn't do it. They say it was a defect with the dryer.
Okay, and then I heard battery pack, too. Somebody had a phone charger battery pack. So I've heard, well, this is the third thing now I've heard. So I don't know. If you watch the video, what?
Well, if you watch the video, I mean, you see the door of the dryer open.
Boom.
Before there's an explosion. So it's almost like the door opening, maybe that air that got in triggered something.
Could be.
I don't know.
I did post it on our Facebook page if you guys want to check it out. Real quick, here's our Fat America. Campbell's is teaming up with the makers of Frank's Red Hot, and they're selling spicy SpaghettiOs now, and they're marketing it towards adults, or essentially millennials, who grew up eating SpaghettiOs and now have a more sophisticated palate, says this story.
Right.
I don't think Frank's Red Hot screams sophistication.
I don't think SpaghettiOs does,
it's
Jeremy.
SpaghettiOs. Anyway, that's coming out. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This came out a couple years ago, but it pops up every year around this time because road trips are going to be happening. There's a map that was created by this guy named Randy Olson, and it pinpoints a mix of 50 major national parks, national historic sites, national parks, and national monuments. Anyway, it's a road trip that'll take you through the 48 continuous states. You never have to leave the country. Just shy of 14,000 miles of driving, or about 224 hours. It's the ultimate American road trip. It's really cool to look at. Check out the map. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's neat.